Welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast, where we discuss insider tips, tricks, and secrets to growing a successful business. Brought to you by the Foundry Group. And now, here's your host, Gavin Symes.
Hey guys, how's it going? This is Gavin Symes from the Foundry Group with today's episode of Coaching in Your Car. So I'm just on the way to a board meeting today at my previous business, Credit Repair. I'm still on the board there. I love sitting on boards and helping business owners out because I feel like I can have a massive impact in such a short period of time. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about today, thinking of Credit Repair, was actually how to retain and motivate really good people by creating a great culture. So not everyone gets this right, but having a good culture and having good people in your business, whether it's just you and a couple of other people, or whether it's hundreds of people like I had at Credit Repair, that's a critical part to the success of your business is the people. And to be able to create an awesome culture means that people stay for longer and you attract really good talent. So a really good example of that is Google. Everyone knows that Google does free lunches every day, and they've got, I don't know, slides in the office, and they have, not a lot of people know this, but actually I've been told that 20% of their time, so say on Friday for instance, the employees at Google get to work on whatever they want, any project that they want, to try and help the business or solve a problem. So it's sort of like a free day. And I think that's really good because they do have a lot of creative staff, to actually sort of open that up so that they can work on whatever they want. I'm not sure if it would work in a couple of my clients' businesses. If their employees had a day to do whatever they wanted, they'd probably be at the pub. But anyway, it seems to work for Google. A couple of things that I've done in the past in my previous businesses and I've done with clients to create that really good culture is, first thing is just having really good communication, and that is explaining the reasons to your employees why you're making certain decisions, and allowing them to ask questions when you are making decisions and when you are implementing stuff. So the more buy-in that you get from your employees, the better that your culture will be and the more connected that everyone will feel. The second really big thing that I found has been extremely helpful is explaining the rationale for why you are in business. And I'm not talking about that you're just in business to make money, or that you personally as the business owner wants to buy a boat and that's why everyone should work harder. But what is the end result or end benefit to the greater community, to the employee themselves, to the team that the employee is working in, to the company, and ultimately to the end customer who'll be using the product or benefiting from the service. So if you can articulate that really well, then that just like binds and glues and really like connects your employees with your cause and why you're doing stuff. So then they'll do things and go above and beyond, not for you, but because of there's a higher purpose there. So at Credit Repair, for instance, we have always been talking about how much we help people, because the business deals with a lot of people who have debt and credit problems, who are experiencing stress. There's debt collectors calling them. They can't get access to money when they need it. And you know, in some circumstances, that can cause a lot of stress, frustration, and desperation. So what we do at Credit Repair is we talk about, well, what's the end benefit to the consumer? So we're going to save their financial situation. We're going to benefit their family. Their children are going to grow up better because they'll be able to do activities outside sport, because their parents will have actual money to do that. We'll reduce the stress down, and we're actually having a genuine impact on their lives. Now, this is a little bit harder to do in some sort of industries, but I encourage you to just sit down and think, what's the reason why your business exists other than to make the business owner more money and living to that sort of higher purpose? I heard about an optometrist that has been donating their used spectacles to third world countries. And so they have, around their office, they have photos of kids in third world countries that are wearing glasses with the quote underneath saying, because of whatever the business name is, because they donated these glasses to me, I can now read and go to school. Now, seeing that every day as an employee, that's got to pull at some heartstrings, doesn't it? And that's got to make you feel good when you're getting a pair of glasses donated from a potential person. That's that sort of higher purpose that you're living towards. The third thing, so communication, that explaining the rationale, and the third thing that that everyone sort of forgets is what's in it for me. And I don't mean you as the business owner. I mean what is in it for the employees. You have to understand that no one is going to care about your business as much as you do. So stop expecting your employees to work overtime for nothing and spend time away from their kids. Stop expecting your employees to be exactly you and to do the things that you do. Stop expecting your employees to read your mind and not communicate to them, because then they're never going to meet those expectations. So the answering that question, what's in it for me and why do the employees work there, whether that's money, whether that's some sort of incentive, whether that's just because they believe in the higher purpose, you have to answer that what's in it for me question. And one of how I've sort of dealt with a couple of those points in my previous business at Credit Repair and also at in other businesses is we created this thing called a raffle, right? And so we spent, at one stage, we spent like $80,000 or $90,000. We went and bought a car and parked it in the lunchroom so all the staff could see it. We brought TVs, iPads, laptops, phones, trips overseas, cruises, trips to Vegas. Someone won a trip to Vegas once. Someone won a trip to Hawaii. And so what we did was, so that was the raffle, right? And instead of having employees buy tickets into the raffle, if they did something good, then we gave them a raffle ticket. And so all of the whole management team, they were all on board with it. And what they were actually doing was saying, right, if you sign up 3 customers this week, then I'll give you 3 raffle tickets. So it's really just almost monetizing without monetizing all of those prizes. So all of the people are just going hell for leather, running around trying to get as many raffle tickets as possible. And it was just amazing to see like rats almost running to cheese, or mice, sorry, not rats, mice running to cheese, because wherever you put the cheese or wherever you put the raffle tickets, that's where everybody ran. And so, you know, I, over the course of like 4 or 5 years, we probably spent maybe $350,000 on these prizes for raffles. And we really did change a lot of people's lives. There was, I remember when we drew the raffle for the car, and the family who won it, the person who won was completely in tears, and this is like a $20,000 car, and they were just in tears and shocked because they'd never actually won a new car before, or they'd never driven or owned a new car before. And so it was really important for me not only to change the lives of my customers, but also to change the lives of the employees as well. So then what we noticed was, so we used to start the raffle in about, October, and draw it the last day of work of the in that year, so the last day in December. Then what we noticed was, and it's a really typical thing that happens in Australia, is that employees hold out till the end of December, and their New Year's resolution is to find a new job if they want to leave. So what we did was we played around with the start dates, and we said, okay, well, we're going to start the raffle in November now, and we're not going to draw it until the end of January. And what that meant was, because all of these people had raffle tickets, like these whole stacks of raffle ticket stubs, they decided that, well, there's no point in leaving because there's that fear of loss. I could be giving up all of that stuff in potentially, you know, if I leave now, I'm not going to win the holiday potentially. So we had people that would stay through until January, and then in February, pretty much the first week back, What we were then doing is having conversations and doing reviews with people to say, okay, where do you want to go to? How do you want to develop in the business? What roles do you want? What are your goals? So then that's keeping them engaged throughout the whole course of that. And we found that our retention rate on employees like pretty much quadrupled over that period of time when we employed that. So anyway, there's a few little tidbits there and hopefully some golden nuggets that you can use to build that awesome culture with your current team members. I think if you're not proactive with it now and you're seeing your employees as a pain in your butt, I think you're missing out on a huge opportunity. So I suppose the takeaway from this is, what can you do right now to show your employees a little bit of love so that you can get some love back? And also, because if you look after your employees, they're going to look after your customers, right? So I suppose that's the takeaway. Have a think about what you can do a little bit outside the box. If you want to do the raffle, I think that's a great idea. It worked fantastically well. And yeah, I really hope that you've enjoyed today's episode as much as I enjoyed making it. If you have enjoyed it, please share it with your friends, share it with other business owners, and also make sure that you go to the podcast app and follow the podcast and subscribe so that when I do new podcast episodes, you get notified and you don't miss out. I'm Gavin Symes from the Foundry Group, signing off from this episode of Coaching in Your Car. I'll see you soon.